Yeah. Exactly.
And it's just something that's built that
woman. Yeah. Praise God. Right, you can't prove yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Good word. This just fits in really good with Isaiah 43, and I wanted to end with these words. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've summoned you by name, and you are mine. And when you pass through the waters, some of you are passing through the waters today. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, and I am your Savior. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Thank you, God. Want to come up? What I want to do today is I just want to give you an opportunity. If you need a new start, if you need a new beginning in your life, or maybe you're just not feeling or sensing that closeness of God, I want you to know today that He is saying, I am with you. God's with you. God is near. And so we're going to just hear some music, and I'm going to ask you to come forward. And I wonder, Don, if you'd come and join me in prayer. Maybe Len, let's stay off that bass for now. You help us pray, okay? Okay. Since you're walking by me here, we want to pray for you. We want to ask God to be near to you. We need that nearness of God. We need to know that He is that kind of a Father. And maybe you've been struggling. Maybe there's just something you really need in your life. You just come for prayer. And if we get too many people coming, there'll be more people coming to pray. So go ahead, Cody, just lead us and come and pray. Let's join together. Amen. There you go. Jill and Dawn, would you come up here too, you guys? Yeah, how you doing? Okay. Yeah? What can I pray for you?
Help.
Help? Yeah. Okay. Is it stuff from before? Is there just new stuff? I know. You know what? There is
a love like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of His mercy.
Yeah, there's been a while. There's been a hard life and a lot of struggles.
All of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions.
I just pray right now that glory in Teresa's life.
And I realize just how beautiful you are and how
give her a brand new body, God. Give her a new soul
for me.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you're close to me.
Oh, how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us so.
She's going to rise up, Lord, and just continue to touch the lives of girls who are on the streets and the prostitution and into the drugs, Lord, that she can speak with authority because she's been there. I pray for your blessing. I pray for the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that your power will just equip her and empower her.
So we are worship him. And he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. This is an ocean we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violent inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way that he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
God loves you so much. God loves you. That's awesome. That's not all gone either. You know? So you had a fall.
Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
Yeah, you do. Amen. God bless you.
That self-pity, it doesn't come from you. It comes from God. I know. So let's stop it. You don't need to be there. You are a child of the King. You're just as important as me and just as important as any. We love you. And you can meet this because God gives you the ability. You don't need to. We didn't do anything wrong. No, not your people. No. I'm glad you care for you here. Alright, I love you.
Jesus,
I'd like to do it tomorrow. I'll tell you why. I want you to talk to you when you haven't been praying. And I have a bunch of people talking to me today, and I want to have time to talk to you.
Jesus, come, Lord Jesus,
come. I'd like to talk to you when there's time tomorrow. And the Lord's there.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
I'm not asking to be sorry.
Oh, who are we? Come to. fountain. Dip your heart in the stream of life.
I'm glad you do.
Sorrow.
Let's pray. We'll start with that.
All
right. Tell God your story.
As deep cries out to deep, we say, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus.
God will know that he is loved by you.
Come,
and
Lord,
and
Jesus.
Give him a supernatural power, God, because willpower isn't going to work.
All
your
who
power
thirsty,
and I pray in Jesus' precious name.
And all who are weak, come to the fountain. Dip your heart in the stream of life, the pain and the sorrow.
Today is a new day for you, okay?
Be washed away.
Hey, we're
in the waves of his mercy.
You don't need to say that again. I'm glad you were here today.
As deep cries out to deep,
you did
say, come, Lord Jesus.
Right. I gotta see a couple people here yet. I'll see you tomorrow.
Come, Lord
Jesus. Thanks, guys.
Jesus,
come, Lord
Jesus.
Come, Lord
Jesus. Jesus.
I have that too. That's why I need this place. That's why we need each other. You cannot do this on your own. And willpower won't make it happen. You need God power. Yeah, he'll still be there. And we will too. Yeah. Put your believe in him, even if you can't believe in yourself. Believe in him. That's really a good message for you. If God brought you here for a reason, and this is a chance for a new beginning. That's the cool thing. We've all had new beginnings. I had my new beginning. Jill, maybe more than one sometimes, you know. But that's, we're here. We walk this road together, and we pick each other up when we fall down. And you cannot do this on your own. It doesn't work.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what others share. This isn't about their heart. This is about your heart.
Yeah.
You're looking outside all the time.
Yeah. Don't worry what people are thinking.
Right here.
Yeah. God has control of him. So. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's way bigger. What's your name? Hi, Chris. Have you prayed yet? Hi, Chris. We should just pray for you. This is Jill. We're going to pray for you. We call on you because we don't have anywhere else to turn but you. And it's the best thing in the world when we do finally just turn our lives around and want to face you and just give ourselves to you. So look for Chris and for John. I pray, Lord, this is going to be the beginning right now of a brand new walk with you and a new journey, a new road.
I feel
and a road, Lord, where you are holding our hand and you're walking with them, God. We love these two. We don't even know them, Lord. But
God,
great victory in you. I pray for John that he'll help him overcome this addiction. There's so much more to this man than just the addiction. And that addiction has been defining him.
God, you're beautiful.
Yes, set him free, Lord. Help him to know, God, how real you are. I just pray for the Lord. Lord, you tell us that you're a God of revelation. You make yourself known. So I pray, God, that John will open his eyes.
I see your glory inside.
No one else like you. If he can't count on himself, he can count on you, God.
I see your power in the sky. When I behold all that you die, how could I ever wonder why? God, you're beautiful to me.
But you gotta read it. Like, you gotta hear what God says in the Bible.
And God, you're beautiful to me. Singing, God, you're beautiful.
God comes in, because you know when you read that, that's clearly what God is saying. Sometimes the other stuff gets a little muddled, but if you have Bibles, I'll get you one. I'll give you one. And I know that he needs you. I know
singing
this is hard.
Worthy,
sometimes you
got to
get
up. Worthy, worthy,
Bibles
in the
closet, you find
yourself. Keep walking
with God. It's the only way. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Just go out through it. Just go out through it. Couldn't get half these people there. Get better first. So that day's gonna come. That day's gonna come. Alright? Like these guys? I think they're pretty special. This one's a little...
God,
that's good. What a blessing. Look at that, huh?
To me.
Oh, really? That's cool. And she did.
God, you're beautiful.
Okay.
To wow. Me.
Guys, is it okay if I say a prayer?
God, you're beautiful.
All right, let's pray. Thank you, God. I just thank you for families. I thank you for grandmas and grandpas. I thank you for church today. And I just pray a blessing.
God,
Lord, I pray
you
bless these children.
Beautiful.
And I have great role models of good fathers like Mel and others too, God. I just thank you that we're blessed in family, and we're blessed in this family of God and his church. Just pray you'll provide, Lord, for all these needs. And God, finally, I'm just so thankful that we get to see each other. We get to spend this time together today. This is precious time, and we don't take it for granted. We know that it's a gift that you give. I pray that there'll be many, many more opportunities like this. Thank you for these kids. Just bless them, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You're blessed. You see that?
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Which Rob? Yeah, he was playing up front here. That's him. Yeah. Okay, see you. Sure. You too. Happy birthday to you. You're doing a great job with that granddaughter. That's stellar. That's remarkable.
Okay.
God bless you. Yeah, do that. You go find him because you know him a little bit. So, yeah.
That was wonderful.
God bless you. It's going to be all right. It is.
The best is the fart sound.
In the morning? No. I'll try, but he doesn't need me there. Like, I'll try to be there, but. Oh.
She's like, no way, John, I don't.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Don't okay? say no. Get up there.
Okay. I'll do my best.
You're like, whoa.
There's Len right now.
Yeah, he's like,